Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Gloria, thank you for being so good to me.
Oh, thank you for being good to me.
Father, we thank you today for this broadcast, and we just praise you and worship you and bless you today. We magnify the name of Jesus.
Yes, we do, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we give you praise and honor.
Thank you.
And we look into your word today concerning having faith in God, having faith in your word, having faith for life and healing and the best of everything. And we worship you and praise you for it. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus, for providing it for us. And it's in your name we pray.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Oh, glory be to Jesus.
Are you wound up?
I am.
We're going to loose you and let you go.
Oh, yeah. Glory to God. Let's go back to Mark 11, 22. We're talking about the fundamentals of faith, the very basic fundamentals. Now, as I mentioned Monday, I learned this. I heard it the first time from my grandson, Jeremy. You've seen him a lot of times on the broadcast. And it struck me because I was right involved in teaching and preaching the fundamentals of faith. And he's the one that reminded me, what are you watching when you're watching the World Series?
Mm-hmm.
What are you watching when you're watching the Super Bowl, the U.S. Open? You're masters of the fundamentals. And you get that way through practice, 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 and you just stay with it and stay with it and stay with it. When everybody goes to the locker room, you just keep practicing. You just keep practicing.
You don't quit.
You don't quit. You totally immerse yourself in the fundamentals of that game and what you're doing until you become the best you can possibly be at it. This is what you have to do in spiritual forces. And so the very basic fundamentals. Let me say this again. In fact, before we read Mark 11, 22, let's go over to the book of Romans. I quoted this yesterday, but I want you to put your eyes on it. I want you to see it. And from the third chapter of Romans, the 27th verse, look at this. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith.
Yeah.
Now remember this, Galatians 5:6. Faith worketh by love. No love, no faith.
That's right.
So what is grace? Okay. Well, we're right here. Let's look right here in the fourth chapter, 16th verse. Therefore it is of faith, so that it might be by grace. So no love, no faith, no faith, no grace. To the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but that also which is the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all.
Amen.
Now, and as Gloria said yesterday, faith is not optional. And this is the reason why, Gloria. It is so plain. It is so simple. You really have to have help to misunderstand this. The faith, Gloria said, faith is not optional. Well, it's impossible to please God without faith. Why? Because of the grace. What is grace? Undeserved favor? Yes. Grace is God's overwhelming desire. Ha ha ha. to treat you and to treat Gloria and to treat me and every other human being alive like sin never happened.
Amen.
I remember the commercial where all the people got the green trucks and they come in and they clean up everything. And I was watching that one day, and it said, like it never even happened. I hollered out loud, Gloria, that's faith. That's faith. Like sin never, I mean, that's grace. Like sin never happened. That's what God said, I am here, blotted out your transgressions. I remember them no more. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Like it never even
like it
happened.
Never even
Isn't that
happened.
Wonderful? Oh.
Yes, it is. That's grace.
Ooh.
Well, now.
Something to be grateful for.
So that's the reason it is so vitally important to know and practice constantly, all the time, that the very fundamentals of faith. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
Praise God.
Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. Now you can see why this is so important, Gloria, because if you're not walking in love, your faith just isn't working.
That's right.
In the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, he just got through laying out the 9 gifts of the Spirit, manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And he begins the 13th chapter, even though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not love, I'm nothing but a lot of noise. And he just goes right through there and just wipes out all of those gifts of the Spirit that he just listed in the 12th chapter. Mm. Well, why is that true? Because they don't work without faith. And faith cometh worketh by love.
That's right.
Huh? These are manifestations of God. Who is love?
That's right.
Amen. That's the reason it's so vitally important that you understand. And that love is not optional. It is a commandment. Yes, sir. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Yes, sir. I'll walk in love.
And it's a blessing. It brings blessing to you when you walk
measure.
In love. It opens doors.
When it becomes a commandment to you, it becomes real.
No choice but to walk
Amen.
In love.
So now, the fundamentals of faith. Now, I want to give you these 5 fundamentals of faith, and so you can be outlining them if that's what you're doing. But because of the time restraints we have on this broadcast, I want to get these out and get them on your study notes. The number one fundamental of faith, believe it in your heart, then say it with your mouth. Number 2, act on your faith. James 1:22 and 2:14-17, faith without corresponding action is dead. Then we'll study number 3, thy faith hath made thee whole, from Mark 5:25-34. What this woman did. Number 4, faith will not work in an unforgiving heart. Mark 11:25, Romans 5:5, Galatians 5:6, and Ephesians 4:32. Nobody can. One cannot receive Abraham's blessing with Thomas's faith.
That's right.
And we'll go down through these. Romans 4:17-20, and then John chapter 20, verses 24-29. Now then, believe it in your heart, say it with your mouth. Let's go. We've read Mark 11:23. Let's go to Romans 10:10.
Can I say something?
Yo, please do.
And don't say anything different.
Absolutely never. If you catch yourself saying something, stop.
Repent.
Right then. But do like David. Put a watch over my mouth that I do not sin against it. Oh, Brother Copeland, that couldn't be sin. Really? Let me just check out something here. Just want to make sure. Oh, yeah. I remember that Romans 14:23, whatever is not of faith is sin.
Yeah. Unbelief, sin.
Yeah, it is.
Doubt,
yeah.
Sin.
Praise God. We'll deal with that.
That's powerful.
If we have time, we'll spend some time on that. Now, let's go. Romans 10:10. The 10th chapter of Romans. This is a great faith chapter, because the word of faith is what the Apostle Paul preached, and he said so in the 8th verses. Now, 10th verse. For with the heart, with the inner man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now remember Ephesians 2:8, we're saved.
Yeah.
By grace through faith. It was faith that received it. It was faith that released it. And this is a basic fundamental. You believe it in your heart and you say it with your mouth. That 9th verse. If thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus is Lord, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Believe it in the heart. Say it with a mouth. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Now the Apostle Paul is including himself with the church here at Corinth. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Now, can't you see that in Mark 11:23?
Yeah.
Where Jesus said, believe it in your heart, say it with your mouth, you will have what you say.
Amen.
So now, let's go to Matthew chapter 12. When I first really saw this and what it was saying, it kind of stunned me. When Gloria and I got born again, both of us scripturally illiterates, we didn't know anything about the Bible. And I began to see certain, we both had heard religious things. But when I saw this one in the 12th chapter of the book of Matthew, look at that 37th verse. For by thy words thou shalt be justified or made right with God, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned.
What are you saying?
Yeah, it's not left up to God. It's what's in your heart coming out your mouth. Now let's go to the Gospel of Luke. And here again, this is Luke's account of the same teaching of Jesus, but he points out something here that in the 6th chapter, I want you to see this, because it is so detailed, so plain.
Where are you going?
Luke chapter 6 and 43rd verse. Now notice this. Now get the impact of this. Remember, the sower soweth the word. Everything is a seed. every action, every word. There's nothing on this planet alive that didn't come from a seed. A good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. You can tell what is in a person's heart, what is in their inner man, by what comes out of their mouth. Now, if they're saying the same thing you say, you don't pay any attention to that. Yeah. But when you when you've had your mind renewed to the Word, and you're so aware. Well, I came home from school one day that the ORU and Gloria was out in the yard hanging out clothes.
Those were the
and
days.
Boy, yeah. And I came in and she said. So when I came in, she came in the house. She said, I want to tell you what I got today. She said, believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he'll have whatever he says. She said, Kenneth, I got it today. We have to believe that everything that comes out of our mouth comes to pass. I had gotten the same thing at school that day.
Praise.
I said, glory to God, Jesus. You've given that to Gloria and me both. Look at that. We have to come to the place where, this is a law, that everything comes out of our mouth comes to pass.
And from so, that time, we paid attention to everything we said.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Still do.
So, as your mind is renewed and you hear someone say something, well, you don't just jump all over them unless you know them real well. And then you don't jump all over them. You just worse.
Or if you say something, you just correct yourself.
Oh, yeah, there. Right then. Yeah. But you'll hear someone and you're thinking, now, that's not what the Word of God says about this. Because your mind's been renewed to the Word, and you're thinking, they're thinking, oh, man, that flu's coming. I'm going to tell you what, that, you know. And they're saying this year it's some kind of strain nobody ever heard of before, and, you know, it come from Timbuctoo or wherever it was, and then, you know, I'm saying, and, you know, we're always the first to get it. Oh, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, and we'll get it. See?
Yeah. So, you know what else? Someone's thinking or saying, that's extreme. That's just too extreme. Every word comes out of your mouth.
Yeah.
They're saying it's just too
extreme. But 2 Corinthians says very plainly in the 10th chapter. Let's turn over there.
Okay, let's do it.
I believe the Spirit. No. Let me finish this right here, and we'll go to that. Don't let me forget that. Every tree is known by his own fruit. Now, verse 45. A good man out of the good treasure or deposit, what he's putting in his spirit, bringeth forth that which is good. Good in, good out. Junk in, junk out. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is evil. Now remember, Hebrews 3:12 says, calls an evil heart of unbelief. Now, unbelief is not non-belief. Unbelief is believing the wrong thing. And what comes out of your mouth is a result of what you're believing. Well, I don't believe that. Well, you just told me what you believe. Huh?
Yeah.
For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. He can't help it. You can't help it. I can't help it. Gloria cannot help that.
Unbelief in, unbelief out.
That's right.
That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Whatever's in here is coming out your mouth. And whatever comes out the mouth is what you have. Your life, my life, everybody's life. What we have today is a product of what we said yesterday. Mm-hmm. No, let me change it. It's a product of what we believed and said yesterday. Amen?
Amen.
Now, thank you, Lord. You wrote down a note on that. What did you say? What were we going to?
The last thing was Hebrews 3:12, wasn't it?
No, when you said, what was it she said to you?
By your words? Oh, junk in, junk out?
No. 2 Corinthians 10. Yeah, thank you, Tim. 2 Corinthians 10. Let's go there. Now, this is for people that say, well, you know, in the first place, Gloria said, well, now that's a bit extreme. You mean every word? Every word?
What it said?
It said we just didn't read it right there in the book of Matthew. It said, and you'll stand judgment for every idle word that comes out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, an idle word is a faithless, useless word. All that scared to death, can you know, and all of that idle, non-words not originating from faith. We can joke and have a good time because a merry heart does good like a medicine. And on all of that, proceed from a life of faith. Those are not idle words. Now, let's look here, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations or reasonings, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, or what you know from the Word of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought, mm-hmm. every thought. What you think is what you say.
Praise God.
Do you hear me? What you think is what you say. And what you say is what you give.
That's right. That's right.
Glory to God. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
I don't
amen.
Preach myself slap happy there to Clay. Hey, glory to God. We're out of time.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Whether your family is near, far, or you've created a family from the community around you, learn to keep those relationships strong. When conflict arises, be sure you have the right tools to combat stress and division and maintain an atmosphere of peace in your family. For over 50 years, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have believed and trusted the Word of God for their family. They have established a legacy of faith, declaring the scripture, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The Family Peace Package includes simple stress relief through thanksgiving and praise, a 5-message audio series in which Kenneth and Gloria examine how the 2 key actions of thanksgiving and praise bring peace and joy into every situation. And Family Promises, a collection of scriptures especially for families. Begin to meditate, confess, and stand in faith on God's promises for your family. As you gather together during this Thanksgiving, in person or remotely, set yourself up for the peace of God to be the defining feature of your holiday season and beyond.
Happy Thanksgiving. The Family Peace Package is our free gift to you from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Use this teaching resource to help stop stress and anxiety in your life. Begin to walk in the victory Jesus gave you. To request your free copy, go to kcm.org/TV special. Or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Love is a faith activator. It opens the door to God's promises in your life. Now, we know that faith works by love. And as Brother Copeland said, no love, no faith. To be a faith champion, you have to walk in the love of God and in forgiveness. These are not optional if you want to experience victory in your life. Every single day, renew your mind to the Word of God. Put God's love, faith, and forgiveness on your mind and let it get down into your spirit, because what you think is what you'll say, and what you say is what you will get. Now, remember to get your Thanksgiving gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. It is the Family Peace Package, Simple Stress Relief Through Thanksgiving and Praise. That's the audio series, and then the Family Promises book. And we invite you to use these resources to help overcome stress. Any anxiety that you might be experiencing, you overcome that with the Word of God. Build your faith. Believe God for peace and for restoration in your family. Pray these scriptures over your children. Stand in faith for them to receive His promises. Arm yourself with these things, with God's wisdom, to know how to bring unity and joy into your life and into every situation. So to receive your free package, go to kcm.org. And if you need prayer for anything, let me invite you to call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line. We've got trained prayer ministers on staff who will pray with you, but not just pray. Pray in faith. We will take hold with you, take hold of God's promises and stand for them with you in faith. Come on, get on the blessing side of life. We've got KCM offices all around the world. So to contact the one nearest you, go to kcm.org. And then join us again tomorrow right here on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. My grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, will be back with a powerful Thanksgiving Day message. Praising God, giving thanks to Him are your keys to your breakthrough. This is the language of faith. Just saying thank you, being thankful to the Lord. Let it get so big in your heart that it comes out of your mouth, and breakthrough is right around the corner for you. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Go to kcm.org to receive free faith-based teaching resources, such as a copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Request it on DVD, CD, or download it straight to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. Believe God to bring new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life.
Glory to God. That's where the glory is going to fall next year. It's in the local churches that are preaching and teaching and healing and going strong with the word of faith and glorifying God. Hallelujah.
Set your faith for victory in 2021 with a powerful word from Kenneth Copeland. Watch live or join us in person here on the property of Eagle Mountain International Church. Children's and youth services will be in full swing. It all starts at 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Central, New Year's Eve.